We left off yesterday with the exploring the first understanding, the first variation we suggested to understand what the Rimigash is saying, that which is kind of hinted to by the Rashba, what he would have signed on to had not been for, didn't work so well with the Lashon of the Gemara, which is that Shvua in general, with rare exceptions where we have Sukkim telling us otherwise, Shvua in general requires Lashon HaKodesh. So we just finished off with that. One point I wanted to add, which is that the Raya of Marikula Lotimna, which is the second Gemara, which really needs to be contended with, that this is going to be, to see if this is viable. So we had, I mentioned two possible deflections of the Raya from there. Either the Gemara doesn't say, as you said, on the initial, but in fact did. So maybe the Rush has that in mind. Alternatively, even if you don't, maybe it worked with Dinyad, and then the words that we say, our Kilu you said, are the words Ani Nishba, just like you have for those who think Ani Nishba without shame works, they say it works with Dinyad, some say. Right? So we said maybe the opposite is true. So we said that could be how you would deflect it. I think there's one other possibility, though, which I forgot to mention yesterday, is that perhaps you might, the Rimigash, let's say this is his opinion, might say deflected a different way, which is to say that you're right, that Marikulu Lotimna works even though it's Lashon Kodesh. There's a chiluk between Shvua Spitu El Haba, at least the Inyan, the Isser, right, versus all the other halachos of Shvua, Shvua Spitu. Right? Precisely like the Rambam and many others held regarding shame. Right? The Rambam, again, was championing the opinion that you need both Lashon of Shvua and shame. But he says, even in order, just by definition, in terms of what you need for a Shvua, it requires those two things. But if you don't say shame, so there is going to be nafkamina, linyan, a Shvua speech of Habba, you'll still be also Dabar Shinishwala. We spent time trying to understand that. But it's possible, perhaps, that the Rimigash will tell you that the same thing is true from that Gemara in the opposite way. If you have shame, Bali, Lashon Shvua, right? And if it's shame, believe Lashon Shvua, or even more to the point for our purposes, if you have believe Lashon HaKodesh, then maybe you'll have it able to Aser, but all the other dinim, like Malkos and Korban, you won't. And either way, when it comes to Shvua Sadeyanim, which is a Shvua L'Sha'avar, you're not going to have it either, right? Seems possible. I mean, those Gemaras have been isolated already in terms of the difference between futures and creating an Isser for the future and other dinim of even Shvus B'Tilai above, but certainly other kinds of Shvus. So it's possible this would be something that the Rimigash couldn't attain to. I would not darshan this, but maybe you could argue that you might get from Kicholim Yosei Pivi Aseh. Right, the same. This is one of the explanations we gave in the context of the shita that holds you need shame, but even without it, you can still also like the Rambam. Right, that maybe it's midin kechol yitzim pivi aseh, maybe a mitzvah aseh. Right, so I'm not quite darshaning, but maybe kind of I am. Right, maybe kechol yitzim pivi aseh, even if it's not lashon hakodesh. So shvur requires lashon hakodesh, but there's also a din. Right, kechol yitzim pivi aseh doesn't say it has to be lashon hakodesh. Right, and maybe it's not really the din shvua like you have certainly in the shavars and that you would need, let's say, for korban or for malchus. But there's a din of kechol yitzim pivi aseh that's bein lashon kodesh bein lashon kol. That's just that, and therefore you can isolate that gemara that way. So sort of not deflecting the entire raya, but just acknowledging that that's true. But it's isolating that, just like we have rishonim that do in the context of shame. Okay. That's just one thing I wanted to add, which I had forgotten to mention. Okay. But the alternative understanding of the Rimigash is that perhaps this is simply a din galash de shvuas de'an. It's not the case that he thinks all shvuas, save for those which are specifically accepted, have required lashon kodesh, but dafka shvuas de'an. So the question is how to understand that. What would be the nature of the requirement in that case? And here I think we can suggest three possibilities in terms of how it happens. The first possibility is to say that the function of Lashon HaKodesh here serves the purpose of something that we're familiar with, Hume. Right, as you've seen with Nikita's K-Bits for probably Robichaudin, with Shane for the Ritva, right, you have these measures which are designed towards heightening the sense of anxiety for the Nishba. So perhaps, one might argue, Lashon HaKodesh is another one of those. The idea being, right, we want to sort of evoke the Sinaitic moment of terror. Right, when the Rabbanu Shalom said, Lo Sisa, and the world shook. So we want you to take a Shavua in the exact language that the Rabbanu Shalom was talking about.
But did Hashem really say Lo Sisa?
I think so. Why not? Didn't he?
Isn't it the third? Only Hashem said the first
two. Oh, you're getting into fancy now. Okay. I mean, he said it at some point. I mean, that's what the Gemara here says, right? Right? B'shasha Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'shasha Amar... B'shasha Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'sinai Lo Sisa Hashem
Elokecha. Yeah, we were.
But
Hashem also says they said all of them at once.
I don't think anybody thinks that the Rambam didn't communicate these. The question is, how did it come? I mean, how did it come to Klal Yisrael? Right, the Rambam has the sort of the nice way to that. He actually, Klal Yisrael heard everything from Hashem, but they didn't understand more than just the first two. That's how the Rambam has been saying it's a hatzak gumnit. So Rambam is that we understood. We kind of understood the first two. We just heard. You know, we're overwhelmed with sounds. The rest of it, Moshe Rabbeinu told us. You know, we only make up words when Moshe Rabbeinu explained to us. But nobody says that Rosh Hashanah communicate Lo Sisa. It says here in Gemara. I mean, it also says later on in Gemara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Megillah Ushba. But Derech Agav, this Gemara is on that point is serves as a fulcrum in Nikwa. In the Asagas Ramban, Raman, the Bahag. Says that Count Mikra Megillah is among his Taryags. The Rambam lambasts that. I mean, there's another way to put it. He, and with all due respect to the Bahag, and you get the sense of respect, but he says that makes no sense whatsoever. How could you possibly say that Megillah, we're talking about Targ Mitzvah Shenamrulu Moshe Mesinai, and Count Mikra Megillah is one of them. So the Ramban's response to that is twofold, but one of the one that's relevant for us is he says, first of all, is it really that bad to say that? And he quotes our Gemara. So taking it quite literally, I think Rabban is saying maybe you could actually say that, yeah, the Rabban Shalom did say Megillah, it wasn't put in force, but the sort of Dibor, the Heged, was said. But to your defense, most, I think either Rabban himself probably didn't take it that way, and maybe you're saying, maybe that's what Losisa, but no, Losisa really was said to Sinai. In some measure, in some way, whether or not we heard those words, that's another question. But either way, the idea would be we want to kind of evoke that moment to put the terror and awe of him, of Sinai, into him. And the truth is that the idea that Lashon HaKodesh might be required to instill a certain sense of solemnity upon the Medaber's consciousness, I think we find elsewhere. And this is what I pointed to you. There are Shita of the Rif and other Rishonim following him that held that Tfilas Yachid, the Torah mentions it. He passes against it, but he mentions it. The Tfilas Yachid, Tfilas, just by one's own, not the Tzibur, requires Lashon HaKodesh. This is how they understood the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Yud Beis and Sota Lam Gimel, which I gave you. The interesting Gemara there. This is what they understood to be the upshot. And the question is why? What's the idea here? So whereas the Gemara speaks of Malachim and not needing and being requiring the Malachim to sort of service the Tefillah and they don't understand Lashon Rames, the Meiri apparently understood that that's all B'derech Mashal and Melitza. The Meiri says the issue is because you need elevated intent. And if it's, Beinilu Beinat Sni, and I'm speaking my lingua franca, right, then it's just B'dibur Amma. He says, speak just the regular language that he speaks every day. Meaning that Tzibur, if you're davening with Tzibur, that provides a framework for sort of a sense of exaltedness that you now are taking seriously. If you just allow somebody to daven Yechidus and in their regular conversational language, so then that's something which is from whence you have the sense of Amidos Nehashem. So in order to provide for that, but also you cannot speak, you need to use Lashon HaKodesh. So that already you do find, that's how the Meiri understands the requirement for the risk requirement for tefillas yachid to be b'lashon kodesh. That's how he understands it. I think we would just say kol shekein when we want to experience not just a sense of solemnity but terror and awe, and especially when we're trying to evoke, you know, that which was said to Sinai, losisa. So then that could be an explanation, and I think this might be just exactly what the Chuvas HaGaonim is saying, the Sasha Gaon in the Chuvas HaGaonim. It's a little bit Megunga in the Lashon here, but when he basically has as his target the first suggestion we were saying for the Rimagash, namely that Chotua in general requires Lashon HaKodesh. He says that's not true, right? That Vinishma Lashon Yishma Lashon Parsi and he says, where do I know that from? This is the argument I mentioned to you guys, right? That appears also in the Riva, that Sota would be the best candidate if you're going to require Shvuah to be Lashon HaKodesh. Sota would be the best candidate for that because it's not just it's a Shvuah, it actually has a text in the Torah. The Abba Pichain, the Torah says, Sota, the Gemara says, Sota Mishpah is Bechol Lashon. So Koshke. Then he says, the Ikashalach, Hadar Mina Be'idach Pirkin, Harper. So what's interesting is he seems to have gotten this from the line of Bishvu Amur B'Torah. That suggests to him, not from Bishvu Amur like Yer Migash, but Bishvu Amur B'Torah, maybe he thinks Bishvu Amur should be read in that light, it's not so clear to me, but he thinks that Bishvu Amur B'Torah implies Lashon HaKodesh, Shenemar, V'Hashpiachah B'Hashem Ke Shemayim, Ke Haaretz, Shem Elo Mikri Shvu El Shvu Amur B'Torah. So he says, Hasam, right, so isn't that a raya against him? Right, there you see, maybe Sota might be an exception because the general principle seems to be, how do we know, what's a Shvua? A Shvua is the one that's like the one that's said in the Torah, and that would require Lashon HaKodesh. So I would have said, look at the rest of the Gemara. The Gemara tells you what that means. It means either you need to use shame, or it needs to be Mikitas Kevitz. He doesn't really go that way. What he says is, Hasam came into Kamafka Mamona, but Kamashbian Le Beidina, Mashpian lebi ikar shvua achamura mikol shvua shabatorah shvolam ma'aniu elokesh raim lokeyar. It's about vada linen mechal shvua lebi chalashon shun shvola chalav. So what does that mean? Not 100% sure, but I think it could mean that when it comes to shvua sadeyanim, that's correct. That is correct. Then we need the shvua achamura to come out the mona minet. But in terms of shvua bitoy and other contexts of shvua, no. What would the idea be? I think what the idea, the way to explain it is to explain it as, it's mishum ha'iyum, and connecting now to our general claim about what these measures of iyum are intended for, they're not intended necessarily just to prevent the possibility of shua sheker, it's a benefit too, but they're intended to increase the ne'emanus of the shua, to create, right, to give a credibility to the shua, such that a person is willing to take that kind of shua, so then we'll give him the then he'll be zochah b'din, and that's the connection where he goes from Hasan came to Kamakka Mamona. What does that have to do with anything? So I think the answer is because you need a raya, right? We're dealing with dinim amenos, so we need evidence. So there, when we want this as the evidentiary, we're using it as a biror for evidentiary purposes in Lihnin Mamona. So then we need it to be chamur. And in what sense? In the sense that it's kind of threatening. It's kind of something that you're holding over the person, you have to take this shvua. So then you need Lashon HaKodesh. But derech kol not. I think that's the simplest way to understand what he's doing here and what he's saying. Yeah?
I don't know if this is the exact same point, but Hagzal HaKamal Chayisar says that the word Allah comes from like Kael as in Shem Hashem, meaning Lashon Chozek and Tokev. Meaning, so maybe that's part of the same idea that it's, I don't know if it's exactly the same, but like,
yeah.
It gives like an extra force to the shua that you're taking with.
Maybe, but again, he's connecting it to the point of you need it for a kamaska mamona.
Right.
So I think that the iyum explanation there really does. Yeah, because otherwise, I mean, why would we need the chamur because it's kamaska mamona? What does it do with shua? Right. So the simple answer is no. But there we need him to impress us with the shua.
It makes sense in the Gemara though. The very next Gemara after Bolshon and Emre is all about the iyum.
Yeah, right. I mean, the truth is, if you say all these things are iyum, then you have a nice little rest like here in the Gemara. I mean, the Ritva who did, let's say, the Ritva who did think about Nikita's Kevit, not about Lashon HaKodesh.
Right, you need to look at this too. Like,
right, although I don't know, I think the shame being just an issue of iyum, actually, come to think of it, the Ritva says that, right? It's the Ritva who says that Right, so the Ritva says shame and Nikitas Chavetz are
Mitzadim.
Right, but the Ritva doesn't make the Lashon HaKodesh. I'm not sure if there's anybody who does that.
But
if you take the Ritva and just explain it to the Ritva, you have what the whole Gemaras are about, just creating this sense of Iyum. How do we do it? Nikitas Chavetz required to say shame, Lashon HaKodesh, and then we actually say these things.
Right.
Again, I don't know if anybody actually took it like that, but me, I combine all those, but... anyway, that's one possibility in terms of understanding how this, understanding this requirement of Lashon HaKodesh for Shavuos Aliyah. I think a second possibility is to understand, is to suggest that it's that the requirement here is rooted in the fact, it relates to the fact that that the Shavuos Aliyah is Adas based in Adas Amakom. Right? Again, what we've, Rabbi Gemara says, mentioned it already here on Lamed Tes, and a little bit more on the next off, Lamed Tes and Beis, about Kanei D'Rava. We saw this when we just went through what it means as a Shavuos Adana. The basic idea of Adas Beisin is that you're swearing to the Shavua that we're formulating. What the content of the Shavua, what it means to us, right? Meaning, Lavuki, any kind of literal reading which could be technically read as not containing any falsity, but nonetheless clearly not what the Beis Din is after when they say these things, right? So it's al da'atenu v'al da'at hamakom, and one can understand that when we say it's al da'atenu v'al da'at hamakom, what we're saying is this is the Ribbono Shalom's shua in essence. He wanted us, right? We want you to swear to what the Ribbono Shalom understands what we're asking you, I think I can give you the makor that the actually this idea of shluchei mala, that's precisely what the Shulchan Aruch says in Nedar Mechatei, is al das hamakom. What does that mean? It means essentially something like he says something like that it means your shluchei al das hamakom means your shluchei bezin shamala. Swear to this shvua. So one could perhaps say, if that's the case, so then it's only appropriate, right, that the language should reflect that. And here I pointed to the Yerushalmi and the Ramban in Kisis has a very extensive discussion about this, that Lashon HaKodesh is Lashon Yechid HaShalom. That's the Ribbono Shel Olam language. It's the way he speaks to us, the way he speaks to Nevi'im. It's the language of the Torah, obviously. So this is viewed as kind of the natural language of that the Ribbono uses to communicate. So in as much as that's the case, right, but this is, we want you to swear to Hu Shavua, to Bezin Shavua, being Shulcha Shamakam. This is what we mean when you're taking this Shavua. This is not your own personal Shavua that you can go ahead and, you know, be satisfied that you're not lying and there's not going to be a check there, because technically speaking, you didn't have the Avodah at the time, right? And I had just given it in the, you know, I just asked the guy to hold it for a second, right? That was the case of Kanei D'Rava, right? Just kind of gave him my your cane, right, and didn't realize that the diamonds were in the cane, so he was holding on to it. So I said, I don't have it already, right? So understand, that's not what you're doing here. That's, you understand very well what the Ribbono Shel Olam has us asking you here, and you're swearing to that. So in as much as we're trying to confer the formulation of the Shavua as being that which the Ribbono Shel Olam formulated, that which we're understanding. Now, what he was after in Moshe Lach Yadav Melech Zorayayu, right? So then we have it as Lashono Yichido Shalom. I think that's another possibility. Yeah. And then I think an alternative, a third possibility, would be to say, not specifically that something similar in terms of its being a function. Something similar in terms of it being a function of the fact that it's Yichido Lashon Yichido Shalom, but not related particularly to Shavua necessarily, but just it's being a function of the fact that it's in Beis Din. And this is something which various makoros stress this, that you've mentioned before, right? That when it comes to Beis Din, so we view there that as being a makom of hashrina. It's basically pusin plus. Okay, lekim nitzav v'das kel, the care of Elohim, that second Elohim in the pasuk is lashon chol, it's the dayanim, the care of Elohim, yishpok, which has various nachkaminas. First of all, the Gemara says, and therefore, right, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, therefore, called Dayan Shadan Din Nemesla Amito, right, Masha Shechina B'Yisrael, Shenema Arlekin Tavadaskel. And Anybody have the Rambam? Right, the Rambam connects a bunch of halachos concerning the decor, the conduct, and the dress within the confines of a Beis Din, as all these halachos are not basically similar to Beis Knesset. There's no Kalas Rosh, right? The Dayanim have to wear Talesim, and he connects the reason the Gemara doesn't say that explicitly, but he does, and it makes a lot of sense. The reason for that is because it's a Makom Shechina. Right, because Shechina Sharoi Bebezin, and therefore, right, in as much as, and that's a broader topic I'm not going to get into, but that's a significant point in halacha, in the way we perceive Bezin, in terms of what they're doing. They're bringing their Baruch Shalom's will and his presence and his bear. And if you want to see an extensive discussion about that, take a look at the Ron's Drusha, the Drusha's Ron Yud Aleph, where he really develops this beautifully and discusses these nafkaminas, mentions that this is Ron Rav Yudalev, that he speaks about as the function of Beis Din as being for the purpose of Kol Shefa Eloki Bit Be'amin, and he quotes, and this is why the sort of linchpin of the whole court system, the Beis Din HaGadol, has to be the Lishur Sagaz. It needs to be Sama for Shechina, precisely because that's what it's representing, and that's it's a conduit for Shechina. The Ruim and Barn Lisha Arnim, if you haven't seen it, take a look at it. But in as much as that's the case, so one could argue perhaps that the requirement for Lashon HaKodesh reflects the heightened sense of Shechina, the heightened, more intense imminence of Shechina. And I think that, and here I gave you a few more quotes, I think it is possible to find a parallel for this sort of idea that Lashon HaKodesh can be required to reflect the context of Kedusha, of Shechina, in the case of, right, the Berachas Kohen Gadol. I pointed to you one of the dinim that the Mishnah Sotah says requires Lashon HaKodesh is the brachos of the Kohen Gadol. What these brachos are, says the Mishnah. The Mishnah says on the mem that these brachos Kohen Gadol Ketzad. He reads from Torah, then he says, these essentially are the same kinds of brach. Some of them are actually the same, and some of them are additional ones. These are these brachos the Kohen Gadol is saying on Yom Kippur. These are basically brachos of Torah. So the Gemara doesn't explain, so why is it that it needs Lashon HaKodesh? Brachos don't. Right? Brachos, tefillos, they don't require Lashon HaKodesh. Except for maybe to yourself, right, in the context of Lishi Desarib. So this is what bothered the Tosafos Rush, this is what bothered the Tosafos Yisrael. So the Tosafos Rush just raises the question, and his suggestion was, you guys saw it, right? It was Afshar, right? That it could be. Anybody have the Lashon? Tosafos Rush and Daf.
I don't know.
So he actually, I think, if I recall correctly now, says that the function of Kedushas is Ma. Right? Which is, in a sense, kind of parallel to what we're saying. It's not exactly the same thing, but it's Kedushas is Ma, meaning the context can require, can demand, to match the context, the elevated Kedusha, you can require Lashon HaKodesh. He was talking about in terms of Kedushas is Ma. The Tiferes Yisrael, I think, independently, in Mishnah Yachin, in Perish, on the Mishnah, basically asks the question in the same exact way. Basically, these brachos should require Lashon HaKodesh. And the suggestion, he gives a couple of suggestions, and one of them is that it's reflecting not the Kedushas Ma, but the Kedushas Makom. Right? That it's in a place in which you are, in the Mikdash, so it's only appropriate for the language to match the heightened presence of Shechina. Right? So I think something like that, perhaps, you might argue, could have been the basis for requiring a Bishwas of that. The Nafkamina, I think, between this latter approach and all the other ones. So in the end, there are four approaches that you might say for understanding the Rigash. Number one, it's a din b'shuos b'chal. Number two, it's a din b'shuos l'dayanim due to its being required for Iyun purposes. Number three, it's a din b'shuos l'dayanim due to it being the formulation of the adas hamakom of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And three, it's a function of the context in Beis Din, which is the makom of Shechina Shruya Bo, that reflects itself in the requirement that it be the Lashon HaKodesh. I think a potential not being between this latter one and all the other ones is the Havamina that the Rimigash apparently felt the need to negate. What is that? That Havamina? The Rimigash, when he says that you do need Lashon HaKodesh for the Shavua, notice he then goes on to say, clarify though, that specifically, right, for the Shavua, he says, right, Elamiu Hani Mile, right, so he needed Havamina Lashon HaKodesh, the Rimigash was there, Maki Lashon HaKodesh, Elamiu Hani Mile, Beshavua Atma. What was the Havamina that I should think that you need? Right? He has a Havamina here. You might have thought, I want to clarify that you don't think, that you also need to do the Seder or the Dvar beforehand, that you know people should just be understanding what's going on, that has to also be Lashon HaKodesh. So if we understand that it's a function of the Shvur requires Lashon HaKodesh, that Havamina makes no sense, right? If it's an understanding that it's Mitzad HaIyum Shabbat, so then in explaining what's going on and just presenting the time, that also has to be Lashon HaKodesh? I think it's a little bit difficult, right? If you understand, number three, right, that it's a function of the Shvuah being Atas HaMakom, that when I take the Shvuah, I'm taking it as he's understanding it, also, not so reasonable to have ever thought that would apply to the Sidur HaDvar Mitznechem. But if you understand, right, that it's not so much a Shvuah, but it's the purpose, that the point is that it's been Makom that you are, that if we're doing this in Beis Din, the Makom Shashkin Shriyabo, so then I understand very well. So then I have to. So then the Chiddush is that it's just the Shvuah that needs this. This is the moment of Nikra Baal Bais Elohim in a certain direct sense, the most immediate sense. That requires a Shavuot. It doesn't go so far as to require all the Sidrei Hadvarim beforehand also. But the point is, at least then you understand, given that it's the context of Beis Din, which is Mechai that the Shvuah be Lashon HaKodesh, then maybe it shouldn't be limited to Shvuah. So that third guy saying, no, you should know that that's not the case. Yeah.
Wouldn't there be a riot against that third approach?
No, I think the question is you have to draw. I mean, the fact that you're saying the Havamina may be a riot for it, but you're saying the Maskana is a riot against it?
If only have one part of the entire Beis Din process needing to be in Lashon HaKodesh, might not be, unless you have a real reason to, unless you're including one or two to show why it has to be the Shvuah that have Lashon HaKodesh, you feel like it's a riot against that idea. I would assume that maybe the Beis Din has to give its psak in Lashon HaKodesh as well, maybe to be explained after, you know, in any language that's needed to be, you know, explained in. But like, why dafka the Shvuah and not any other aspect of the Beis Din process?
So my point is that there was clearly, my point is just the Havamina, though, you agree. Right, the Havamina that it shouldn't be limited to Shavuot clearly does suggest that was exactly what was going on in the Rimagash's mind. I mean, he felt that you might think that that's the case, and therefore he wanted to tell you it isn't. You're saying, but the fact that it isn't, because I don't know the fact that it isn't proves that it isn't true. I think the point could be that you know, the moment of Shavuot is defined by the Torah as being something which is. I don't want to combine it with one of the other ones, but it's a moment of a Nikrab Baal Bais Elohim, and Elohim being referring to Dayanim, but also as representatives of Elohim. I think the fact that the Shvuah is being invoked and has shame in it, so I think that's it could be involved too in terms of, you know, that being something which requires, you know, it's also the content of what's being said in the Makom that is being said. So when in other words, it's not. I mean, the Havamina was just maybe just the whole thing should be, but the Maskana could be no. Specifically, the part where you're actually invoking the Shvuah B'Shem, so then that requires Lashon HaKodesh. But it would be equivalent to saying, I mean, let me put it differently. Nobody thinks that Berachas Kohen Gadol requires. I mean, what about Kedusha Makom? Let's say, you know, handing the Sefer Torah and all Dibur in the place of the Chazan HaKnesses, that the Chazan in the Mikdash that requires. So you could say it's a combination of the content that you're saying in the context that you're saying. It's not just any content. And one could have said, maybe Pesach, and I agree with you, one could have had that. I mean, but the fact that we're saying, this is when it needs to be, I don't think that's impossible. I think they, you know, when you're calling, you know, specifically, you know, you're saying a Shavuah B'Shem in that context, so that needs to reflect the Makom. I hear your point, and I think that's what the Rebbe Magash was coming from. I think the point could be we have to draw the lines. And ultimately, content does matter. It's not just anything you say in the basement. Your conduct has to reflect it always, but the D-board doesn't necessarily have to, in terms of the lashon that you're saying it in. Especially when you're talking about, you know, conducting a case. I mean, this is the nub of the greatness or the you know, the intrigue of Basin is that it's also just civil law. Right? You're dealing with a case. You need to, you know, somebody's got a tax, you know, complaint. So, you know, this is where the Gemara says that you could have had a Havina, Dina Ba'ama, Dina is Shlomo Ba'ama, and therefore Shechina isn't Shriya Ba, right? The Gemara, the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, where it says, or quotes the Mishnah that, you know, Nyayin Shafilu, Shnayim Shah, you know, Dunim Dibre Torah, Shechina Ma'ayim, so the Gemara says, beforehand, you said Shlosha. Why do I need the Shlosha? Just go to two. Shlosha, if two, yes, so three, not. So the Gemara's response is to bring to a bathing, perhaps. And the Havman was, right, Dina Shlum Balmi. It's just a matter of civil law governing interactions. It's not a din of it's not a religious moment. But the fact is, it's also that, too. It's also the civil law. So it would be kind of counterproductive, in a sense, for civil law to be conducted in language which isn't the natural language for people that are there. So there's also that pushback against. In other words, it's, you know, we do want the Siddur Dvarim. They have to understand what we're saying. That we need to understand what they're saying. So when is it that we're going to do? Meaning, and especially also in the Psakdin as well. First of all, I actually don't know. I mean, the Gemara says Psakdin is Ishbon of the Chayav. I don't know anybody who thinks that it has to be those words in particular, but. To look into it, but there's the balance here between communication and also the communication is part of what's necessary for the civil aspect of it, just to make sure that everybody understands what's going on, you know, that the din is actually being pronounced and implemented, and the sense that this is, inasmuch as this is a basin and we're dealing with, you know, dvarim shel rumah shel olam, you know, we're dealing with partial shabbatim. This is not just on a code of jurisprudence, but partial shabbatim, so it also has to reflect that too. So maybe the kind of the way that manifests is just when you do the shua, so that has to be the Lashon HaKodesh, other things not. But either way, that was the Havina, you know, your instinct is, I think, what the Rimigash sensed it. And I think that's, you know, the fact that he thought that you needed to say it, even if you assume that you're right, that the Maskan is that it isn't that, but at least in the Havina, that I could think the Sidra had the firm needs also be the Lashon HaKodesh, that would make sense specifically in that context. Okay? All right, so Adkan. So, just in terms of the next topic, so I was going to do this.